More of The Local Show, a service of Safe Harbor Wills and Trusts on News Radio 570 WSYR, on 106.9 FM, and live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, on The Local Show, thank you for joining us. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. It is absolutely gorgeous to live in the balmy South. That we are we in the South, Sonia?
You know what? We may as well be with how humid it's been, how hot it's been. I'm telling you, it's insane.
It's been crazy. Now, my father and sister live down in Georgia, and all this week, he was showing me we were hotter up here than they were down there.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. I said, see, you left and you could have stayed up here. And he said, yeah, but wait until November.
Once the snow hits, it's over. It's all over.
It's all different. Right now, it's our pleasure to welcome a new person to the show. It's Dr. Dean DeRoberts. He's the owner of Syracuse Plastic Surgery. How are you, Dr. Dean?
Wonderful. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here. You know, we've known each other for a little while now, and I'm so happy to introduce you to our listening audience because you do so many great things. I think, largely what you do, maybe it goes unsung. People don't know that you're out there doing what you do. I'm going to lead them to your website first here, SyracusePlasticSurgery.com. Correct. Has a wonderful amount of pictures on there and a lot of explanations. And I think there's even a part there that says you're an award winner.
I've won a few awards over my years, absolutely. Wow. Most recently, I guess, the big one. So my partner, Dr. Enrique Armena, and I both, for the past 2 years, and then this past year in 2022, again, we're both nationally ranked. I was sort of ranked 32, roughly out of about 78,000 plastic surgeons in the country.
Wow, that's huge.
For BreastDog by Newsweek. So, I mean, it's not sort of a, random sort of thing. They survey patients, other doctors, referrals, all that stuff, volume of surgeries. And so, out of 7,000 or 8,000 in the country, I'm number 32 for BreastDog. And then Dr. Armena, his specialty really is rhinoplasty. And I think he was ranked like number 60 something in the country. I don't know the exact number, 63rd, I think, for rhinoplasty in the country, which, again, outstanding. I mean, he has great talents. My love has always been breast and body work. Right. And I do a huge volume. And a lot of people don't realize Syracuse, New York, you think, there's nothing going on. Mm-hmm. In our business, I was born and raised in Syracuse.
Yeah.
My family's been here. Actually, I'm a fourth generation Syracuse person. My daughter, obviously, fifth. So we've been in Syracuse over 100 years. So I love Syracuse. My family is, and many of my cousins are still here. I went away for 10 and a half years. I was down south. I went to North Carolina for 6 years doing plastic surgery. And then I was in Florida for private practice for 4.5 years. But honestly, moving back here, most people think, oh my God, Florida, North Carolina. Yeah, I was very busy, but I'm actually busier here in Syracuse than I ever was down there just because our practice has grown so much and we have such a big draw area, which is wonderful for us.
Right. Where do you draw from? Will you get people that come up from the city or?
We do. So because of the national rankings, last year I was 46, this year I'm 32, so great, I'm moving up, which is a good thing. Yeah. But, a lot of that obviously has garnered some national attention as well. So my draw area, I draw all the way up actually to the Canadian border and even over the Canadian border. So I get Ogdensburg, Malone, Plattsburgh, that's 2 to 3 hours up that way.
Yeah.
Over the border, they kind of skip over Binghamton. So certainly northern Pennsylvania, all the way over to probably Herkimer, close to Albany, and then west, certainly some in Rochester. Some actually skip over Rochester to come to me as well, just because, again.
What high school did you go to?
I went to city public schools, actually. Okay. I grew up right in the city, so I went to Salem Hyde
through sixth grade. Right.
Then I went to CBA back in the day when it was all boys.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Same year.
So that was 7th through 10th grade. And then actually in 10th grade, I went away to a prep school in Connecticut. So technically I graduated from Choate Rosemary Hall in Connecticut for high school. But then came back to Syracuse, or actually Ithaca. I went to Cornell for my undergraduate, did my master's in Buffalo, came back to upstate for medical school. Yeah, I can go through about 16 years.
Right.
After, 16 years after high school.
Wow, 16 years.
So it was good, though. You know, I love what I do every day. It's great to do what I do. Honestly, we have a great office. Like I said, there's two surgeons. We just had another surgeon this weekend who finished his original residency in plastics down at Houston, and I was doing a fellowship in Wisconsin. Hopefully he'll come and join us next year because our business, we've grown, you know, 25 to 50% year over year the last 3 years in a row. Mm-hmm. I've got three mid-levels, so both NPs and PAs for derm skin checks. They do Botox, they do fillers, we do bioidentical hormones, we do lots of lasers.
Wow.
PRF. So the nice thing about my office now is, you know, I went from where I was by myself with just my nurse practitioner in a small
you know,
office, and now we've got a huge facility, 12,000 square feet right on East Genesee Street.
Whereabouts on, is that across from Nottingham High School?
Exactly. Okay. So a lot of people know like Juwonio, or they might know Jocelyn.
Yeah, right.
So I am the building sort of right next to Juwonio. It's like a big silver curve. A lot of the older patients used to go there for their retina doctors, and the retina doctors got too big. They moved out to Liverpool, and I renovated the building, and so now we're right there.
Beautiful. And, you know, the term plastic surgeon is kind of misleading because, you know, there's really not, you're not using plastic or anything like that. But you do something that's very valuable, and I know that, you know, my own wife, who's had three kids, you do like a mommy makeover, which is really head to toe getting people back into shape that are misshaped from having kids all over. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, this week alone, I think I did four mommy makeovers.
Oh my gosh.
And they're big cases, you know, they're good, you know, 4 hours and stuff. And it's usually doing something to the breast and then usually a tummy tuck as well.
Yeah.
So certainly we do a lot of that sort of cosmetic work. That's my main focus is what I'm pretty much, you know, all breast, body, faces. Dr. Armenas does a lot of face and body work as well, but then he also does a lot of skin cancer, a lot of breast cancer reconstruction in town. Sure. So, I mean, plastic surgery, the word, this is an interesting little story. So a lot of people ask, plastics, where does it come from? The word plastic comes from the Greek word plastikos, to mold.
Okay.
Or to form. So a lot of the thing about the plastic surgeon is to sort of form or reshape or mold the body.
Sure.
And so restoring it back to or enhancing however we can.
So if people wanted to get a hold of you, are you booked that far out? Like, can they even get in to see you?
Well, my schedule is, you know, definitely booking a few months out for surgery. However, certainly, you know, I have a great staff. My administrator, Cece, has been with me for 11 years, and actually I've known her since a child, so she's kind of like a big sister in some ways. And, you know, so certainly if you call the office, you call Kasha, you call Cece, you can definitely get on my schedule for a consult after the consult. Certainly schedule surgery. I mean, no, it's not overnight. If you want it next week, then no, I'm probably not your guy, but I'm not sure you want a guy that has a ton of openings next week.
Right. So. It's worth the wait. Well, that's Dr. Dean DeRoberts. Wonderful doctor. And you, as you can tell, just by the way he talks, he's very approachable, very, very kind and all that. So it's not like he holds you at arm's length. So he's the owner of Syracuse Plastic Surgery and a wonderful staff over there. SyracusePlasticSurgery.com. Go to the website and see more. Dr. Dean, we're going to have you back, okay?
I would love to talk to you at any topic, anytime, Tom.
Excellent. Thank you so much. We got to wrap things up.
Oh, yeah. It's that time already.
That's it. Next time, Steve's here, but we'll keep him in his office, and I'll have you co-host again. What do you think?
Where's for me, Tom?
All right. The Local Show is heard every Saturday morning from 11 to 1, and again on Sunday morning from 7 to 9. Listen together with a friend. We find it's more fun that way. Until next week, get down to business and keep doing business locally. Tell your friends about The Local Show right here on 570 WSYR 106.9 FM and streaming everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
The proceeding has been a paid program by Zoe Advertising on News Radio 570 WSYR on 106.9 FM and live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.